Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were talking about the continuity of Scripture throughout the Bible. Let's resume with that subject today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
I want you to see the depth of his love for us here in verses 5 through 7 of chapter 3. This is great depth. Again, he's mentioned justified, heirs, hope. It's all by mercy, his grace. All of those things in these verses here. Now, when you look at verse 7, what did he say? He said that being justified, or is that, by his grace, that's the second thing, we should be made, what should we be made? Heirs. Okay, there's a third thing, heirs. According to the hope, and then finally, of eternal life. That makes the hope a sure hope. All in Christ Jesus. I tell you, that is a tremendous verse here in Titus chapter 3. Now, let's put those three verses together. Not by works of righteousness. This is verses 5 through 7 of Hebrews chapter 3. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, being justified by his grace, should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Now, you may be out there saying, Pastor, you went to Romans chapter 8, and you've gone to Ezekiel in this study, and you've gone to Isaiah, and you've gotten all these different scriptures. Why do you do that when you're just studying Titus? Because the Bible doesn't contradict itself in any part. All scripture is given by inspiration, and no scripture is of private interpretation. We find out in 2 Peter chapter 1. What does that mean? No scripture is interpreted against another or contradicts another. It's all together. It's one, my friend. And because of that, yeah, we take you. So that's why we looked at these things about our being heirs with Christ, ruling and reigning with him. Oh, that is so great. So we spend time on different things. Now, we spent time on the doctrine of our adversary, Satan, that red dragon, who himself faces eternal death. When after the white throne judgment is complete and Satan is chained in hell forever. Now, he's chained near in the 1,000-year millennial reign, but he's let out. But that at the end, when he's chained forever, after the white throne judgment, he'll never be able to cease to exist. He'll never escape. I've told you before, and I believe this very strongly. You and I, we live in a body, but our life is in our spirit. And that's why, when we read in Genesis chapter 2, that God breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life. Now, till then, he was formed of the dust, and laying there on the ground was a full-skinned body with every thing that our bodies have today. I believe there was a soul already in that body. But here's the thing. The soul and the body was not alive until God breathed into the nostrils his spirit, the spirit of life, and man became a living soul, bodily living, soulish as well. And so that's when man became a living soul. We were made in God's image. God is a spirit. We see that clearly in the Bible. Hell, we find out in Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, was created for the devil and his angels. Now, I've been around people when they died. Their spirit left their body. I think I've told the, I won't tell it again here now, but I've told the story before on the Lamp and Light broadcast of my mother dying, and I didn't see an image. I really didn't see it. Don't think I saw an image. I did not. But just watching her die there, looking down in her face and just following those breaths, as they became shorter and shorter. And finally, she drew in and drew and let out that last breath. When she let out, it just seemed like you could see the spirit was leaving her. Now, there was no form I saw. But I just remember when the spirit was leaving her, I just said, "There she goes." And my brothers were sitting there, and they got up, and their wives, and the nurse comes running in and said, "She's gone." And I knew the spirit had left her body. Then she was truly dead. She has been in a coma for a while, but that's not what we call life, is it? Been in a coma, breathing, but that's it. And on a ventilator at the time, back in 1992. But the reason I say that is that you are a spirit. And so, if a man dies without Jesus Christ, his spirit goes to eternal punishment, torment in hell. But it was prepared for the devil and his angels. You see, the torments of hell were prepared to torment Satan and his angels. Now, I believe that the man in hell, his spirit, is going to be in a body that's able to feel the fire, to feel torment, to understand all of that, but never be able to cease to exist, never be able to escape. It's forever and ever. There's no hope there. And that man is there because he never received Christ, and he's without excuse for all what you see of creation about us, everything. God's left a witness of himself. And I wonder if sometimes the people in hell that are died without Christ will be people, their punishment in hell will be far worse than others, because there's degrees of punishment in hell. And I believe for some that their hell will be worse, that taught things like evolution, eliminating God in their educational systems from curriculum, from being talked about in a positive way, being prayed to, and all of that. And that's going to come back to them. I also believe that the devil and his angels, since it was prepared for them, that there's a body for them. You know, we say he's chained in hell. But what I want you to understand, a spirit is invisible. The Lord said things visible and invisible. Remember that? So here he is chained. How is he chained? I believe that his spirit is put in a body. He's chained there for 1,000 years, but the second time, it's forever. No escape and no hope for him. And the torment of hell will be worse for him than it is, I think, for people, but it'll be bad for all people. As I said, there's different degrees, but it'll be worse on Satan and his devils because they had a greater light. People said, why wouldn't the Lord provide for them to get saved? Because they saw the Lord. We didn't see him visibly. We weren't there in his presence. They were in all of that, and they still turned their back on him. And so, that's why they fled with the Lord, and he's going to cast out the legion of devils out of the man there at Gadarene that they pled with him. Please, don't send us there before the time. Let us go into that herd of swine. Now, demons, devils, they loved being inside of men because that was the crown of God's creation. It was kind of like a move against God. It's like, okay, we're going to take these people that should be loving you, should give their lives to you. We're going to keep them from it and lead them into sin, the gross sin, because we know that an all-holy God hates any type of sin. You know, sometimes people say, well, I'm not that bad a person. And then you say, have you broken the Ten Commandments? No, I tried to keep the Ten Commandments. I haven't killed anybody. I always use, I haven't killed anybody. They might even say, if they've kept themselves right, I haven't committed adultery. I don't steal. Have you ever told a lie? Have you ever worked somewhere, you just picked up maybe an ink pen, maybe it's just a paper clip. Maybe there was something else you picked up that wasn't yours. You didn't ask to take it. You just took it. That's stealing. Maybe you heard somebody with an idea and you hurried up and got it in. You stole an idea. You're a thief. The Lord said, you break the least of these commandments. Okay. You're worthy of hell. For the wages, what we've earned of sin is to go to hell. Say, oh, I've never committed adultery. Well, he that looketh upon a woman to lust after her committeth adultery already in his heart. God looked at the heart. Remember, in the flood, God saw the hearts of men because he can see the heart. He can see the thoughts. He can see the intents. And he says, their hearts are only evil continually. Matter of fact, one of the embarrassments of heaven for a Christian is in 1 Corinthians 4:5, when the hidden things of darkness are revealed. Things that you thought nobody knew about, you might have cheated on your spouse. And you might have said, well, God, forgive me of that. But you never really made it right. You didn't make it right with your spouse. You didn't make it right with the spouse of the person with whom you might have got caught with. I don't know. What I'm just saying is that you just didn't make things right, and so you only said, oh, God, forgive me. But my friend, those hidden things of darkness you kept back that should have been made right are going to be revealed, and you're going to be ashamed at his appearing. And we'll say more about that a little bit later as far as things go, but about some of that of the judgment. But I'm just helping you to see Satan is going to suffer as well. But that's why we spent time on the doctrine of Satan, that red dragon, his eternal death, and then after the white throne judgment of the unsaved men, Satan, the unsaved men, women, unsaved people, forever cast into the eternal lake of fire.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.